That's how empires are built, you know, that don't involve just you. Like, if you, I don't consider it an empire if you're still running everything. You know what I mean? If you're, because if something happens to you, we're in deep trouble and there's going to be panic. Hey, everybody, this is Brian Eisenhower. Welcome to the show today. Got some exciting news for you. I want to talk today about what I think is probably the most difficult thing for real estate leaders to do. Because I think, you know, and that's replacing themselves. Like, how do they replace themselves? I mean, thoroughly replace themselves so that they have an income that's generated from a business that they are not working in anymore. And I think everybody has that dream, and the vast majority of people give up on that dream. Now, I can say we do and have coached many of the highest producing agents and teams and leaders in North America. So we do have a lot of success stories with this. But if you look at the overall number of people out there that run real estate teams and brokerages and whatnot, it's very few that are able to actually step away and have that business run themselves because they've replaced themselves with another leader or leaders that are handling all the incoming business, agents, or what have you. Eisenhower Coaching's Custom Training Suite is your company's own custom branded training website loaded with Eisenhower Coaching's powerful training courses for real estate agents, teams, and brokerages. With video lessons, audio lessons, downloadable course workbooks, scripts, tools, and systems, with quizzes and action steps for accountability and implementation, managers can also monitor agent performance with detailed reporting. Agents can earn certificates and degree designations abbreviated after their name in signature lines, online profiles, and marketing. Easily create your own customized courses for local topics like file compliance, MLS systems, contracts and disclosures, CRM training, and new agent orientation. Use ICC's course training materials in your own office training rooms with our downloadable and printable student workbooks, instructor's manuals, instructional training videos for each class lesson. The Custom Training Suite is your own custom branded training system that is changing the game for real estate teams and companies everywhere. The keys to actually replacing yourself, it's very difficult to ascertain. But you'll see, first of all, it starts with a mindset. There's no doubt about that. You have to believe it's possible. Like, can I do that? And most people will think it's, you know, they think it's possible until they get into a scenario themselves. And then they determine that it's not possible for them because of their specific circumstances, right? And usually those circumstances revolve around relationships. How do I get rid of my relationships without getting rid of that business that comes with them? So how on earth can someone who wants to work with me, you know, maybe it's an agent that needs me to continue running the team or they're going to leave the team, or maybe it's me as a team leader that wants to give away all of my listings, yes, listings, not just buyers, to members of my real estate team. And you'll see they can't. There's like certain SOI members that they always have to hang on to, or they just keep all the listings, or they just can't take that step. And I see it all the time. It's probably the most, and you'll see it with real estate teams everywhere. That lead agent has got to keep working their SOI. So they basically always have to work, you know, and they never get that leverage they want. And you know, the only time they get freedom is in the off season, you know, but when it's spring and summer, when they want to be traveling and having fun, they're just as busy as everybody else because they're working their business. They're just as miserable and they wonder why they can't get done. So they give up. They actually give up on that. And they just kind of develop this new business model, which is one that never scales. I mean, it's just got a lid on their achievement. I mean, I guess they can make more money. So they start to tell themselves, well, this is what I like. This is what I want to do. I love working with people. And that may be true, but understand you're lying to yourself. That doesn't mean you would like not working with people more. And that's the biggest thing I think people forget. They think I'm going to go from here at this certain level of success, and then I want to move to this higher level of success. And they know they got to have some breakthroughs to get up and play on that higher level, right? And they always think about all those things that they need to do, like I got to add this or this person or this tool or this technique or this coach or this or that. And if I just add all this stuff, I'll get up to that other level. And a lot of that's true, without a doubt. But what they forget about is they also usually have to let go of something they love too. That sacrifice has to come. And it's because they've given up on that dream, that inability to let go of those relationships, and they just get that ego going. Only I can handle them. It's just me. And it's either going to be the ego and or the love. They'll start to say, well, I just love that. Yeah, but wouldn't you love generating even more income from that higher dollar per hour activity? Or wouldn't you love spending more time with your family and your kids or all those other things you say you don't have time to do because you're so busy? Wouldn't you love to finally have those and just have passive income coming from your team? Or allow another leader that has more time and ambition than you that wants to drive things to much greater heights because you're just stuck? Because no one likes being stuck. And if you're stuck, you're stuck. And if the only way that you can grow is just by adding income, and you can't add any more life balance anymore, if you can't get any more free time back, you have suddenly worked your way into a business model failure. Sooner or later here, you're going to be in big trouble because you have not let go. You're just saying, I'm here. All I can do is add more income. But the idea of me getting more time back isn't going to happen because all I've got is relationships and I'm handling those. In fact, I'm probably just going to make more of those as I go, which is going to create less time. A top leader that's looking to replace themselves, time is just as valuable to that person as income. And understand that. And even if you're not there yet, understand it will come. There will be a time when it's not all about making more money, where you're going to need that income back. Or you're going to need that life balance back. And if you don't get to that place, you're cruising for a bruising because life has a funny way of smacking you in the face all of a sudden. And if you're someone like me, you get smacked in the face multiple times before you figure it out. So, pretty stubborn guy, and I've been there myself. And we see it with our coaching clients all the time, trying to convince them, no, you do need time, and especially in down markets or in the winter and stuff, or when interest rates go up or things like when things get slow. That's when they always say, no, I love to work. I love to work until summer kicks around and they're busy again. And then they don't love to work. So you just start riding a roller coaster, a high volatility life, which always causes burnout. Okay. So please, getting that mindset right and understanding it can be done. How do I know it can be done? Just about every other business does it. And don't think that, again, get humble. Don't think that real estate's any different than like going to the dentist and having a hygiene. I mean, I've been to the dentist a gazillion times and I haven't seen my dentist. I just see the hygienist and, the x-ray technician, the insurance people, things like that, or lawyers, I have no problem working with paralegals, clerks, things like that. I mean, almost all professionals have assistants, have team leaders. The guy that's on the name of the sign oftentimes doesn't even work there anymore. So if we're going to call ourselves a professional, it is what it is. But if you cannot leverage your relationships to other people, understand what you're doing is saying, I'm a pretty good warrior, but I'm not the best leader. I'm not a great chief. That's what you're saying. So understand that's the admission you're making. I cannot, is what you're saying. I cannot give away these relationships. I realize that everybody else does it all the time. But for some reason, I can't. It's like I have this leadership disability going on. Getting self-aware of that first of all, and realizing it is possible if you just change your behavior. So you unlock that ability. And then, hopefully, I mean, that's how empires are built. That don't involve just you. Like if you, I don't consider it an empire if you're still running everything. You know what I mean? If you're, because if something happens to you, we're in deep trouble and there's going to be panic. You are not a stable, secure empire. It is all dependent on you holding yourself together, your health together, all those different things in your life that can go wrong are just kind of hanging on by a thread that's totally dependent on you. That doesn't seem very stable to me. If people in your organization see you start to kind of crumble, oh, you watch how that thread unravels because they love you so long as they think that you can provide for them. But if you can't provide for them anymore, that's why you want to create a stable business that runs itself. It's a much more secure environment for everybody else, and it's not so dependent on you. It's a lot of pressure to carry around. And again, that real estate roller coaster of volatility gets tough. So how do we leverage these relationships once we get our mindset right and realize we're going to do it? It's a process, man. I mean, we got to train people, whether it's relationships with your agents or relationship with your clients. Maybe you're sellers. Maybe you got to give away sellers or even buyers on a real estate team. Maybe it's your agents in your organization or on your team or in your brokerage. It's a concept I call I do, we do, and then they do. Okay. Basically, what happens, we'll start with the I do phase. Okay. That's kind of like when I do it and you just kind of shadow me and watch. And there's going to be a high degree of management oversight during this period of time. Maybe you're shadowing me on listing presentations, recruiting and onboarding presentations with new agents, depending on your role. You're going to shadow everything that I'm still doing, all of my relationships. You're going to see how I work with them. Okay. So there's going to be a high degree of management oversight during the I do phase. Maybe that's 30 days. Maybe it's just, 90 days during the I do phase. It depends how long it takes. But again, this is an important step. So take time with this. And the degree of independence and learning during this stage is going to be very low. The learning is going to be very high. Right. But the degree of independence, they're going to have to be with me. They're going to have to be available. They're going to have to, jump when I jump for listing appointments. They're going to have to go for recruiting appointments. They're going to have to be nimble. They're not going to have much independence. They're just going to work strictly for me, and they're just going to have to watch everything I do, and they're going to have to learn like crazy. Okay. High management oversight. I am all over them, right? And then we get into the we do phase. And the we do phase, then it's going to be kind of me letting them take certain parts of it. They might even get to like have a buyer consultation or a listing consultation, and I'm sitting there watching and just adding value and kind of critiquing afterward. Or they're conducting some recruiting appointments, maybe with new agents and then ultimately experienced agents, where I'm present and we're kind of doing it together. I'm kind of filling in the gaps when they need some help. Just kind of training wheels are on. I'm there, but we're doing it together. Until towards the end of the we do phase, they're doing most of it, and I'm just watching and critiquing afterwards. And basically, we stay in we do until I feel like it's time for the last phase, which is they do, right? And then they're holding all these appointments with these relationships on their own. And they're just kind of reporting back to me maybe on a weekly basis for 30 minutes, and we're seeing how things are going and whether they're converting appointments or whether, their numbers are up. And then that relationship's going to kind of carry on that way for quite some time. It's just going to be kind of monitoring their numbers, and we're going to have key activity-based indicators and results-based indicators that we track there. I'm not going to go into all of that, how we track management after the they do phase. But if you're able to be with someone that much, again, you're going to have time because you're going to be doing a lot of training in there. And especially in the I do phase, I mean, that's a lot of you. And then the we do phase, you're still present and you're kind of critiquing. The they do phase, that's like hallelujah, we're out. And you end it when you're confident they can end it. And you'll feel that way because you've been through them and with them the whole time. And letting go all of a sudden, it's like you never think you can ride a bike until all of a sudden you're riding the bike. And that's kind of what they do feels like. They do feels that good. It feels like, wow, it magically just happened. I didn't realize. And you have to kind of trust me on that one. That's what happens in they do's. But so it actually works. This is usually the last tasks you've hung on to. Usually by now you've given away administrative support and you've given away a lot of your sales agents' duties. And maybe you're just down to giving away listings. Giving away buyers is pretty easy. But if you haven't done that, I do, we do, they do. If your first two buyers to get a buyer's specialist or a lead buyer specialist or a sales manager to help train all the new buyers. But usually that we see this happen, the most difficulty come with listings and ultimately, running the team, running the brokerage, things like that. That's, because that, you've built a shrine to yourself where you are the idol that everyone worships at the top. And that's not scalable at all. So you really need to kind of back off that as much as you can and always think scaling at the end, because otherwise that last step gets kind of tough. And you're talking to a guy who's, or listening to a guy that is, built a lot of businesses over time and stepped out and had a lot of people running them and still run them all over the place. And I've learned to kind of try to avoid building the shrine to myself and always kind of look to get out the minute you get in and replace yourself. You're always looking for that talent, always looking for your replacements. You just can't be afraid of it. You really can. And just go into I do, we do, they do, and stay in it as long as you need, but don't, I do recommend having some sort of coaching through this. This is something we do. We kind of specialize in leadership coaching in the real estate and mortgage field. So I would recommend having someone in place to guide you through that, to know when to jump to the next phase. Cause again, we tend to hang on, and letting go is something we as humans aren't good at. You still see it with old dentists and old, they're still cleaning your teeth, and accountants and attorneys that have just hung on and done everything themselves. And those are guys that pretty much aren't good leaders. They're really good at what they do. They're good warriors, just not great chiefs. And being a good leader is something you can learn. It is not something you're born with, contrary to popular opinion out there. It is something that is very learned as a trait. So try this, try giving away. You can do it. Do I do, we do, they do with each task you give to somebody, whether it's listings or taking your admin work or taking your buyers or handling your marketing or even handling your listing descriptions or, little tasks go I, we, they. I do it. You watch me a few times. We do it. We do it together. I critique you and edit you. And then they do it. I watch, but I still am checking until I don't need to check anymore. Pretty awesome stuff, guys. So I really hope this helps you guys to replace yourself as a leader in the real estate industry. It is something that is extremely possible. It does take work and it does take a lot of effort on your part, but boy, once you get good at it, it is a very highly addictive trait. Take it from me. All right, guys, thanks so much for your time. Can't wait to see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Brian Eisenhower podcast. You can learn more about ICC at eisenhowercoaching.com. That's eisenhower.com. You can also enroll in one of our many online courses at icconlinelearningcenter.com. That's icconlinelearningcenter.com, where you'll find the most expansive real estate training library in the industry. We also offer custom training portals for real estate teams and brokerages looking to give all of their agents access to our expansive course list of courses and training systems. Some companies even take it one step further by purchasing versions of our courses and systems that are white label branded to their specific real estate organizations. Also, be sure to subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching's YouTube channel to watch new video content that we put out each and every week. And again, be sure to join the fastest growing Facebook group for top performing real estate professionals by searching for the Real Estate Agent Roundtable Group. With all of that said, thank you again for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Brian Eisenhower Podcast.